In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Last Thursday, in the midst of all that was going on across our country, Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles told the people of his diocese that racism is a sin. And racism is the opposite, he said, the opposite of what God wants from us as human beings. The bishop added, he said that the way forward is not hate. The way forward is love. And he told his people, nothing is gained by hate. And so much is lost by hate. I printed a poster from the internet last week. It said very simply, hate is heavy. Let it go. Let it go. A young girl, her name was Lauren, ran away from home at 19 and quietly married the guy she was in love with. Lauren's father was so angry at what she had done that he made it clear he would never forgive her and that she would never be welcome home after that. He told her he never wanted to see her again. Lauren was sorry as the years went on, and she wrote letters to her father asking for his forgiveness. But her father remained unforgiving. She eventually gave birth to a baby boy, and she named that boy Tyler. And one day when Tyler was between 4 and 5 years old, Lauren had an idea. What if she brought Tyler over to meet his grandfather? Well, she drove across the town to her father's house. He had never met Tyler. Tyler didn't know his grandfather. But the house was just as Lauren had remembered it from several years before. Tyler went to the door and knocked, and the grandfather answered. And as he saw Lauren standing at a distance, the grandfather reached down and picked up his grandson. And immediately his grandson kissed him on his hand and then gave him a full hug around his shoulders as he got lifted up. That grandfather's heart melted in those moments, and he motioned for Lauren to come into the house with Tyler. Love took over that day in that small town in central Ohio. Love has been the modus operandi all over the country these past 7 days between so many marchers and the police, marchers reaching across the barricades to fist bump the police, and police kneeling down, taking a knee among the marchers. Jesus teaches us to forgive, to love one another. One night, many years ago, I couldn't sleep, and I'm lying there looking up at the ceiling. And I found myself asking Jesus, just how much do you love me? And Jesus seemed to appear there on the ceiling. And he said to me, how much do I love you? And then he stretched out his arms as far as they would go. And he said, this much. And then he died. The old spiritual says it this way. If you cannot preach like Peter, and you cannot pray like Paul. Just tell the love of Jesus, how he died to save us all. We've spent the past 11 Wednesdays and the past 11 Sundays as Epiphany Church respecting the rules and the guidelines of a viral pandemic. The pandemic of COVID-19 has hit Baltimore especially hard. It has affected us as individuals and as families and certainly as a church. It's been nothing like we've ever known before. But last week, I learned that 10 pharmaceutical companies are getting close to a possible vaccine, with 2 of them already into human trials. But there's a new pandemic. A new pandemic that burst on the scene since the needless and uncalled for death of George Floyd. And it's affecting us all. It's not the viral kind. It's a spiritual kind of pandemic. It's a pandemic of the human spirit. It's a pandemic which is rooted in every humanly caused action that hurts someone else. It's made up of every injustice and every wrong that has been committed against another human being. But there is a balm also in this land, a balm that can make the wounded whole, just like there was a balm in Gilead that healed the sin-sick souls of those Old Testament people. There is a cure for this new pandemic. And it is simply unselfish human love. Jesus was following the teachings of Moses when he told us long ago, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and you shall love others in the same way." That is the way God intends us to live our lives. That is the way, not just for you and for me individually, but for us as a society and as a human family. Love for each other is our great hope. And it is the best way out of this pandemic that was caused by evil, that tries to take us where we know we should not go. You've heard it before, but it's ours to embrace in these times. You've heard it, all that is needed for the powers of evil to succeed is for enough good people to do nothing. Do you know the hymn? "Sometimes I feel discouraged, and I think my life's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul." Love is the way. It was the way in Gilead. And it's the balm for these times. There's a part of me that keeps reciting those words of the psalmist. "How long, O Lord, how long will people be mistreated?" Well, I am a person of faith, and I try very hard to follow in the footsteps of the Master. He is the balm in my life, and he has taught me to love others as I love myself. He has taught me that that is the best way out of my long history of standing by while others are being mistreated. Love shared in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ is the balm for these times. If you cannot preach like Peter, and you cannot pray like Paul, just tell the love of Jesus, how he died to save us all. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. Together, we must join our hands, and with the love of Christ, let us help to make the days to come better for everyone. Amen.